next item, please, time certain 9:27.
Accept Portland Parks and Recreation Board 2019 Annual Report.
Commissioner Fish.
Let's invite our two guests forward, and I have some opening remarks, Mr. Chair and Director. Colleagues, the Portland Parks Board was established in 2001. Their role is to advise the Parks Bureau, to advocate for high-quality park and recreation services for all Portlanders, and to provide a forum for discussions about park-related issues. The board is an engaged group that brings diverse perspectives and skill sets and shares a passion for parks and recreation opportunities. One of the responsibilities of the board is to prepare and submit an annual report to council. Before I turn it over to Board Chair Paul Agrimas, I'd like to personally thank Paul, Vice Chair Bonnie Gee Yosik, and all the board members for their service. We appreciate your many important contributions, especially considering the pay isn't so great. Please join me in welcoming Board Chair Paul Agrimas and Parks Director Adina Wong. Paul, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you very much for inviting me here today. I'm happy to give you a brief overview of our report, which we've submitted previously. Portland's in a very fortunate place in terms of the long-term leadership that most recently Commissioner Fish and Fritz have brought to our Parks Bureau. We rank nationally fifth, sixth, pretty consistently with the Trust for Public Lands Park Score. And that's a legacy going back to the original native people of this area and through the people of vision that have been Portlanders throughout time. But you know, we have some challenges in terms of budget, which you're aware of. We're going to have a work session next month to address that. So just skipping to the highlights here, our mission is to help implement the vision for Portland Parks, and we want to do that on a basis that provides equitably those services across the city. There's one paragraph that I want to highlight, particularly, which is the third paragraph in our memo, and I'm going to read from here. All the board work is driven by the values of equity, inclusion, and accessibility in delivering parks and recreation services, and the necessity of extending those services to Portlanders who have been historically underserved. We believe to be a great city, we must have great parks, open spaces, and recreation opportunities, equitably distributed and accessible to all. And this is really the core. Right now, in the level of service work that's being done, there's some major gaps, particularly in the far east side, and we want to address those going forward. Our plan from our board retreat earlier this year is to support the vision for Portland Parks and Recreation, contributing to financial stability through the Budget Advisory Committee, and growing advocacy for parks. It's really essential at this point that if we want to fulfill this honor that we've carried so far as a city that's recognized for having a high-quality park system, we need to invest more than we're currently able to. And we're investing in partnerships with the Portland Parks Foundation and others to increase our leverage and to fulfill that mission of providing access more equitably throughout Portland. Thank you.
Thank you. Director Long, do you have a rebuttal?
I really don't have anything to add. I'm just here in solidarity and to support Paul, but I will add that it's been a pleasure working with the Portland Parks Board. They've been wonderful colleagues in our work and very supportive of the difficult times that we've been facing since my tenure began just about over 8 months ago. So very grateful to have this as a function in the city, and that's that.
Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you so much for your presentation. This question may be for Commissioner Fish. What's the difference between the Portland Parks Board and the Portland Parks Foundation?
Great question, and I had lunch yesterday with Jim Francisconi, who is the father, essentially, of both. So in the last big vision document for the Bureau called Portland 2020, there were two principal recommendations that came out of that. One was the creation of a Parks Board, and one was the creation of a Parks Foundation. The Parks Board was designed to be not a fiduciary board, but effectively an oversight body that the Bureau worked with, that then in turn reviewed our budget, made comments to council, engaged in advocacy, engaged the community. So the Parks Board was set up with one mission. The Parks Foundation was established initially with the goal of raising private funds to supplement the work of the Bureau. And in the original document, it talks about funding special projects, land acquisition, and scholarships. The Parks Foundation is going through a process now of reimagining what their role could be as the essentially private sector support group for what we do at Parks. And the Parks Board is our sounding board for what we do. And last year, they took on the awesome responsibility of serving as our Bureau, as our budget advisory committee. And that was an extremely difficult chapter. I will say that I have made a commitment, which I hope I can get my colleagues to rally around, that we will not go through another budget cycle like we did last year. Among other things, it was brutal for the Bureau and for the staff and for everyone involved, but it also had the effect of displacing all the other issues that we as a council need to hear from the public about. We need to hear about housing and homelessness and transportation and equity and police accountability. And unfortunately, the way things unfolded last year, it was all about the Parks budget cuts. And I will be making a strong case to my colleagues that we have a status quo budget so that we can have the time to come forward with recommendations for how to put Parks on a solid financial footing going forward. But that's the basic distinction, and it came out of the 2020 plan. And they do fulfill that role in terms of advising us, giving us feedback, and we make regular presentations about Bureau initiatives to them.
Thank you. That's very helpful. And is there a specific budget advisory committee, or is this board go in and out of that role?
So under Commissioner Fritz, there was an ad hoc budget advisory committee made up of various stakeholders. Because of the complexity of the process we inherited last fall and because of the timing, we specifically asked the board to serve as the budget advisory committee, and we supplemented the board with other community stakeholders, including labor and some folks from East Portland and communities of color, so that we had a well-representative group. We intend to engage the board much earlier this year in terms of our budget. And the good news is we actually have now good numbers, hard numbers, that we can share with them about what a potential path to sustainability is.
Thank you.
Mayor, I move the report.
We have a motion and a second. Motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Hardesty. Any further discussion? Carla, please call the roll.
Fritz?
I truly appreciate the work that the Parks Board does, and thank you to you for taking on the chairmanship of it. Thank you to Kendall Clawson and Pat Frobes, the previous co-chairs. I especially appreciate the process we have for selecting members of the Parks Board. It's the most comprehensive I've seen in the city, with a matrix of like 16 different demographic characteristics, and including different skills and ages and representation from parts of the city, so that we have a Parks Board who truly does reflect the communities that we serve. And so it can be relied upon to give us good advice with those communities in mind. So thank you very much. Aye.
Fish?
Well, I want to thank the chair of the Parks Board for taking time to join us. He has made it clear that he wants to have a deeper engagement with the Bureau going forward. And one way we're going to do that is to have more regular check-ins with my office to make sure that we're aligned and sharing information. So I thank you for that, sir. And we look forward to that robust engagement. There is an inherent tension that you identify, call out in your testimony about fulfilling the mandate of providing services to parts of our community that have been left behind, including East Portland, while also figuring out how to maintain what we have. And it is the essential tension and contradiction within our budget model. and we've had to cannibalize services around things that we have in order to advance an agenda that says people in East Portland should have access to parks like folks in Inner Northeast. We cannot solve that problem without creative thinking about a new funding model, and we'll be coming to council in November with some preliminary ideas. We're not going to come with any recommendation, but we're going to engage the council in helping us think through some long-term strategies. The other thing I want to preview for my colleagues is, as part of the fall bump process, the Bureau is putting forward a proposed budget note, and we do not anticipate it will get traction in this budget, but we are proposing that the fees that we generate to maintain our services be treated like the general fund allocations that other bureaus receive for their services, be built into the Cal targets, and be subject every year to an inflationary bump. Every other bureau starts the budget season knowing that they have locked in general fund funding from the prior year with inflation and PERS and everything built in, so it's last year plus inflationary factors. That becomes the baseline for having the discussions at budget time. We are unique in that so much of our work is funded by fees, not the general fund. It is unique among the bureaus in terms of a funding model. It's part of the reason we're in the hole that we're in, because we can't raise fees fast enough to keep up with our costs. And frankly, it goes against the desire of this council to make sure that the doors of our community centers are open to all. So it's another fundamental contradiction. Mm-hmm. But we're going to be floating an idea, again, that we don't expect the council to embrace in the fall bump, but we'll come back in the regular budget and talk about it. We think it's worthy of a deeper dive. So thank you for your leadership, and thank you for your ongoing work. I vote to accept the report.
Hardesty?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Excellent work. Thanks for your service. I vote aye. The report's accepted. Colleagues, I'm going to move